Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
You're endangering yourselves, your friends and families, and reinforcing growing public concern that our student body is acting irresponsibly and spreading the virus. The president of the University of Limerick sent a strongly worded email to 17,000 students today, warning of increased Garda patrols and expressing huge disappointment about a report on Drive Time last evening about continued students having continuing house parties amid the latest COVID-19 outbreak there. Here's a quick reminder of the report last night.
I got fined the last day there, €150 for attending a house party.
How many people were in that?
About 15.
There's always going to be some parties, so like just the way it is, but I think we're being painted in a lot worse light than things actually are.
Well, we have one house we mix with sometimes, but it would only be between the two houses.
And how many people would come together then?
10.
Yeah, 15, 20 people probably. Like, if it hits me hard and I die, well, it's a laugh on me then. Look, it is what it is.
But so that doesn't happen.
I know, but sure, look, I wouldn't want to transmit it to anyone else. What do you expect college students just to stay in your house, just doing your college work alone with your housemates? It's not going to happen. You're going to see college students mingling with each other as they are friends, and they're going to be drinking because we're young people. I mean, it's not really killing that many young people.
Students living close to the University of Limerick speaking to John Cook yesterday. College President Professor Kirsten May joins me now. Professor May, you're welcome to the programme.
Good evening.
An awful lot of people, I'd say, raised an eyebrow when they heard that yesterday evening. Did you listen live? Did you listen back? How did you hear that?
I listened and I was very disappointed that a small minority of our students continue to not heed to public health guidelines.
And you wrote an email today. What did you say?
Well, I wrote an email to express my disappointment. I would like to stress that I do believe that the majority of our students have taken responsibility. They are following the public health advice. They're staying apart, but we have some students who feel that they need to continue to socialize and they support the spreading of the virus across the transmission. We have told them about our continuous campaign, our community liaison efforts to support our communities, their health and safety, and to work with them in a proactive way.
But did you have any inkling that this was happening? Did you know or have any indication at all that some of the student body, a minority, I grant you that, a minority of the student body in UL or in Limerick, was misbehaving in this way?
What I can say is we are very clear that we don't have any COVID cases on campus. They are not transmitted through our activities on campus. And we had indication from Public Health Midwest that we had an increase in infection since the 20th of January. And we have taken immediate measures in collaboration with Public Health Midwest, mm-hmm. with the Gardaí, in order to suppress the transmission of the virus in the communities to protect their health and safety.
And I know it's not happening on campus. In fact, UL is probably proactive in terms of its screening for the virus. But my question to you is, were you surprised by this? Did you hear about anything like this, or were there complaints to the college before yesterday's report?
I was surprised when I heard the students speaking on radio, I have to say, because the students I know take responsibility for themselves, for their families, for their neighbourhoods. So mm-hmm. I was disappointed yesterday.
And were there any complaints to the college about this kind of behaviour before yesterday?
Where we had formal complaints, we have dealt with them through investigation. We have sanctioned students before.
How many complaints?
A small number of formal complaints. That is the basis on which we can act.
And they were about house parties, is that right?
They were about a number of things, including gatherings.
Including gatherings. In recent times?
Over the past weeks.
And
yeah.
What did you do about them?
We've sanctioned students for their offences where we had formal complaints and where these were investigated.
And what level of sanction is open to the university in this regard?
There are a number of sanctions possible depending on the severity of the offence based on our code of conduct, reaching from caution to expelling students from college.
Was anybody expelled as a result of a house gathering?
No.
What was the sanction imposed?
There were a number of cautions imposed, and investigations are going on.
And in your email, I appreciate that. What did you tell students in terms of the authorities within the college and without Gardaí redoubling their efforts?
Well, we have redoubled our effort, and we told the students, so first of all, in terms of our proactive communication, which we had in place throughout the summer, at the start of the first semester, continued and enhanced over the second semester in coordination with the student unions, both undergraduate and postgraduate. We had testing, as you know, implemented before Christmas. We have testing implemented in the second semester. We have currently testing ongoing from today to Saturday, and we have asked students to come forward in order to make sure they can be identified, even if they don't have symptoms, so that we can deal with active symptom tracing, active case finding. And they have been informed that since the 22nd of February, there are enhanced Garda patrols
policing
the estates based on our response plan that the community liaison committee has developed
with
the different stakeholders.
Can I tell you, Professor Kirsten May, that I'm grateful to you for coming on the programme this evening, especially on foot of the surprise, shall I say, that some listeners expressed following John Cook's report yesterday evening. UL President, thank you very much indeed.